Hallelujah. This program is strategically organized now. And I'm sure somebody here, you are determined that this year you will be in your matrimonial home. How many of them? Thank you. Hallelujah. I have told you several times that the program I must marry is not a program for people with marriage problem. I've told you that several times, and that is the truth. When we organize business breakthrough anointing program here every week, it is not for people who have problems with businesses. When we organize vigil here, every Friday we have vigil here. Vigil is not for people who have problems. It is a prayer program. When the Bible says, can we read it? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, verse 6 and verse 7. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I think that verse says it all. As a believer, in all thy ways, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And verse 7 says, be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. When he says in verse 5, I should lean not unto thine own understanding, that is, don't trust in your wisdom, don't trust in your connections, don't even, as far as marriage is concerned, don't trust in your beauty. Don't trust in any other thing. They say, acknowledge him. And that is exactly what we see concerning the marriage of Rebekah in Genesis chapter 24. Can we open it? We know in that story in Genesis chapter 24, Abraham needed to pick a wife for his son Isaac. And he sent his servant Eliezer specifically where to go to pick that wife. But in that city, there are many women there. So who is it that will qualify? Eliezer decided to bring God into the matter. And that is what I expect every one of us to do, like Eliezer did. We go to verse 12. Eliezer, amen, now has arrived. Verse 12. And he said, he went into prayer. O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed. That is, work things out for me favorably. Send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. That action is my emphasis this afternoon. Brothers and sisters, Christians, we know that entering marriage. As believers, we don't do that in the same way, in the same understanding that the unbelievers do. The unbelievers look at marriage as just the normal contract that can be broken at any time. For better, for stay, for worse, for go. But we know that once you are married, forever you are married, you cannot break the marriage. I hope we know that. The Bible says so, that God hates divorce. And what God has joined together, let nothing put asunder. And so you don't want to enter a relationship that you know you cannot break, and after entering there, you go and enter hell. You don't also want to enter into a relationship that will affect your worship of God, your spiritual life. You don't want to enter a relationship that, you know, you become miserable. You don't want to make a mistake in choosing a life partner. And the choice of your partner begins now, as a young man, as a young woman. And I believe that every church should give attention to this aspect, to this group of people. We have, as pastors, we do a lot of counseling. And I'm telling you, there are even people we have wedded, even in this church. I know of three marriages. I know of three. And the marriage broke. Break down irreparably. And it's not anything a pastor will want to be associated with, that after I joined somebody, sitting down, you heard my messages. You're supposed to be a believer, two believers married together, and only to end up breaking the marriage. You see? Of course, when they break the marriage, they don't stay in this church. They don't even break it while they are here. Because if you break the marriage, you have broken your fellowship too with this church. It will drive you away from this church. But why will it be like that? It is either of three reasons. One, both of them are unconverted, one of them is unconverted, so has no fear of God. Because when you look at sometimes the reason why the relationship, you know, had to break, you notice it's either one could not tolerate the other one was busy tormenting the other in one way or the other by attitudes and characters that started manifesting after the marriage, or you discover that a particular case that I'm aware of, which was very clear, the person was looking for something from the woman. Gold digger. And when he could not get what he thought he would get after marrying the woman, he decided, Nalai, this is not going to work here. Or, it could also be that there is a cause, a demonic influence that decides that you will not stay in a man's house or a woman will not come to your house. So all this put together necessitates our coming together like this to look at that aspect of our life, Christian life. One key we get here is acknowledge God in all thy ways. Acknowledge God in all thy ways. As a believer, there should be prayer you pray every day single brother, single sister, Lord, let me not enter the wrong marriage. Let me not enter the wrong marriage. Lord, let me marry according to your perfect will. Lord, there is a man you have ordained for me. There is a woman you have ordained for me. Lord, lead me to locate that man. Let me not marry the wrong man. Let me not marry the wrong woman. And Lord, and acknowledge it. Say it and be sincere with yourself. Lord, I have prayed for you to take away this anger from me. Anger. No man will be able to stay with a woman that is full of violence like me. But Lord, you either take it away from me, or I've been praying, or give me a man that will contain me. Even if I beat her every day, he could still love me. There are mumu like that, mumu men like that. When their wife, they beat them, they say, "Can I love you, I love you, I love you." May God give you a mumu husband like that. Yeah. So they're going to maltreat them. Praise God. Yes. Lord, this is the problem I have. Give me a man. You know, you can have a problem that the man, instead of, frustrating you the more, it will help you out of that problem. It will help you and deliver you by himself. So you should be able to, put together, Lord, I don't want this type of man. This is the type of man I want. And it is what you want, God will give you. Am I correct? Because somebody has come to me once and asked me a question. It's exactly the type of man I say I never ever want. That is the man that came to me. And then I keep praying and him I come to see. Meanwhile, he not qualify for all the attributes I say I need. In fact, this particular man is the type I say lie, I cannot associate with. But this time I pray, now that man I did see. Then she asked me, can God give me what I did not ask for? Praise God. Well, my answer was simple. Don't take anything less than what you want. Because you don't use dream for. You know, it's dangerous to use dream to know who your husband is. But this is what Eliezer did. He asked for a sign. I am not a prophet. I am not this. But Lord, this is a sign that I will know that you are giving me favor. Any woman that will come to fetch water here, I will stay here by this well. I'm going to ask her to give me water, and that woman will say, not only water, but even your camels I will give. He said, let that woman be the wife. And God answers such prayers speedily. Lord, this man that is coming to me, if he is the one, let him do like this. Let him be like this. If he's not the one, throughout tomorrow, let him not call me. For 1 week, let the man not call me, and I will not call him. And I play 1 week, the man no go call. After 1 week, he will call you. Say, honey, I don't know what happened for my phone. No. I tried to call you. I don't know what happened to your number. I say, no, me, I know what happened. God bless you. And it's a very powerful prayer that you should not pray it anyhow if you don't mean it. A man you love so much comes your way. Or the woman you love so much, you meet her. And then you want to be spiritual. Lord, if this is not the man you have ordained for me, let the relationship scatter. And if it's not the one ordained, few days time you see the man, they do one car, do one car. I've seen people who pray that type of prayer, then when the man, they check man, then they will start fasting again. But that is, a sincere person should pray that type of prayer, who wants to be in the perfect will of God. Lord, I want to be in your will. If this is not the man you have ordained for me, if this is not the woman you have ordained for me, Lord, let the relationship break now. And instead of breaking, you see getting sweeter and sweeter. Then you know this is God. You don't waste time anymore. So we have gathered here today to acknowledge God. We've gathered here today to pray. And this is a spiritual church. The Lord will always come with the anointing of our focus. So every anointing that we see here today will be towards our marriage. Amen. Okay, now, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, can we open it? Verse 22, what does it say?
Verse 22. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord.
Read it again.
Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord.
Amen. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. That scripture looks like it is only for men, isn't it? No. It is for both man and the woman, the man and the woman. Whoso findeth, the finding there, the man does the finding. Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and says even a special favor from God. And why did he say finding a wife? I've said it several times. There are many women, even as we are sitting down here now, there are more women than men here. Single sisters. Even in the demography, population, I think even in national census, women are more than men. In a society general, in our environment here especially. So why will the Bible say he that findeth a wife? It simply means it's not every woman that is a wife material. That's what it means. So, for you to be a wife, for you to get a husband, you have to be a wife material. That's why I said that scripture is for both man and women. The man does the finding. So it's only normal that you will ask God to direct your path. So that you will find the best. So that you can locate a wife. Praise the Lord. So that you can get a woman that's suitable for you. And it is not usual, it is not normal for a woman to go and look for a husband. Though these days, I saw somebody, saw a text someone sent to somebody that if you sit down higher and wait, you are waiting for your husband. He said, there may be hold up that would delay him coming. So you better get up and go and look for him in the hold up. Supporting that a woman can go and meet the man that you love and chase the man. There's no man that will marry such a woman. Because it is not morally right. God ordained that the man will find the woman, will chase the woman, will propose to the woman. will choose the woman. That is how God ordained it. Therefore, the woman is supposed to also be marketable. The woman is supposed to package herself very well, so that in the course of searching, she can also be found. So the woman, your own, is package yourself very well, so that the man looking for, the man searches, and he can locate you. And I believe in Christian courtship. I believe that before you make up your mind, you must come together to know one another. And that after you have been engaged, working together gives you opportunity to make up your mind. And if it doesn't work, it is at that point you should break it before it is too late. The purpose of courtship is to know one another and confirm what you have seen. I've said it before, that your beauty will attract the man, but it is your character that will make him marry you. It is your character that will make him not to marry you. The same thing with a man. Yes, you can say whatever it is to call her attention to you, but she will also watch your character to see whether she can live with such a man or not. So packaging yourself is very important. I say this particularly to our sisters who have decided to follow Christ the old rugged way, decided not to go the worldly way. Sometimes we misunderstand what is holiness and holy appearance, and we take it to the extreme until we won't take care of ourselves, our appearance. The first thing that attracts a man to any woman is your appearance. Your appearance speaks a lot about your identity. Praise the Lord. After all, there is what the Bible called the attire of a harlot. And there is also the attire of a lady. And when we say appearance, it includes the way you talk. That is what attracts the man to come to you. You are either talking intelligently or you are talking foolishly, including the man. You're either talking intelligently. There are some men that love intelligent women. I love intelligent people around me. I love people who are intelligent. Praise God. You see? So, I'm not patient with dull people. Dull people. I like people who can make me think. I remember I was an unbeliever when I married. And I know many men too who love intelligent people. I sit with my wife, I cannot discuss issues. It's only food don't finish. Granite, this one. Pepper don't finish. My papa's sick. My mama's sick. Any other thing, na gossip. See, they can't dress the way that one dress. You hear what they say they happen for here? This one. Nothing, nothing more. Can't analyze anything, nothing. Praise the Lord. Some men love intelligent people. And I believe that intelligence is part of beauty. When I say intelligence, I'm not talking about education. One may not have read far, but you can see the intelligence. There are a lot of things people watch out for that you must include in packaging yourself. Men watch out for that you as a lady must include in packaging yourself. Praise God. A man that is a businessman, for instance, wants to marry a woman that will help him in his business. So he wants to see that you're a resourceful person. Maybe during courtship, he'll be testing, you don't know. He'll give you some money to do something and see how you manage the money. And then he'll look whether you did it well or you are just a drain pipe. You see, he tries it again here, you try, you fail, you just say, this one, if something happened now, can she continue with my business? As a sister that wedded here recently, and then when she came to tell me about the young man, I don't know if the man is here. The young man that decided to marry her. The young man has a boutique, very big boutique, very big one. He goes out, imports, you know. So she said that sometimes he calls me during their courtship. He said sometimes he calls me to just come and stay in the shop. And help him. He said sometimes he will say he's traveling and will beg her, please, can you come and help me stay in the shop? And the girl didn't know that he was doing tests to see whether this woman can join me well in handling this. After the man made up his mind, this is the woman I will marry. Praise the Lord. You know, such things, it happens. Some want to see, knowing the kind of background they come from, whether they can entrust you with something that when he's away, his family can still continue, the relations will not come and scatter it. During courtship, they do a lot of things. Praise the Lord. Little things that tell a lot about you. Maybe a little thing that my wife did one time when I was an unbeliever, but I'm just using that as an example. You know, and during courtship, I had cause for her to travel out, I think to UK. And she was coming and the flight was to arrive and I was in the office. I could not reach the airport to clear her. In those days, during the military, you know the kind of security that time. And she came with so many bags. And before I arrived, the plane had landed and I saw her. She had cleared herself and she was outside waiting for us. And I asked her, how did you do it? She said she just landed the airport. And she went, she saw one Air Force man in uniform and told her, I am Mrs. This. She not be Mrs. Anybody, will never marry her. And as she was the wife of an Air Force officer, they said, where are your things? He said, the man just, everything, say custom, no ask. Yeah. They came outside. And I said, that is the woman I should marry. They used head. Even our son, they will stay there. I told this one, the flight is arriving, so it's no time. You don't come. See, they're here now. Everybody don't come. Blah, blah, blah. Now fight the star. So, to me, I said, this is the woman I should marry. That has sense. Who taught her? What even gave her confidence to go and approach them there? To tell them that she's the wife of a military officer, that they should see her load here. And she stood one side, they cleared everything. That's what I want you to know. That little things like this that happens during courtship, they will test you. When you see the man tells you, come and visit me, he's not saying you should come so that when I go sit down, they look your face. He wants to see whether you are a domestic person. Because there are things that naturally a proper woman should imbibe, should have. One of it is orderliness. A woman does not like disorderliness. When she enter and finish, the first thing you will say, who? Whose name will I use? Victor. Any bachelor there? Joseph. You carry your shoe. And where you wear, see the shoe, the smell, you go put her inside. Put her outside, make sure hit them now. Ah. And that little thing, the guy is looking at it. And then he say, this house, you never sweep us since yesterday. See sand everywhere. You say, make I come. Make I come sit down for the tea house, Abby. Make clean this house before I come next time. Oh. They carry broom, they sweep everything. The guy, they look at him, say, If he be saying, scatter that house purposely because you are coming. It's true. Praise the Lord. It's time for lunch. We will go to restaurant. He wants to hear you say, why? You're not getting food for kitchen. He wants to hear you say so. Say, no. I know they cook for house. Now, restaurant, you they eat. He say, no. Where your kitchen? No be yam be this. No be this one. Give me 1,000 naira. In 2 hours, you go chop better food. I give you 1,000 naira. I see you run, go buy pepper, buy this one. Call. Puru say, the man is saying, stop this now. In Kiru, let us go to Mr. Bing. He say, no. How can you go there? I know they go anywhere. Go to Abi Wuma. And they look, God, can you bring this one for me? Praise the Lord. Whether the food sweet or it no sweet, he go chop them. But there are some, when he go ask, he go, go kitchen and prepare some, say, I beg, nobody that kind of thing I come here for. Cook waiting. I be cook. I mean, they cook for you when they chop for here. Then he go say, sorry, sir, sorry, ma. Where do you want us to go? See, for long I never chop Chinese. I want to enter Chinese. Then the guy go ask you, you dey go Chinese. He say, how many times you don't go? He go dey ask you question to know whether men they take you up and down, and you go dey foolishly dey answer. A Chinese I dey go with my friends. We dey go Chinese, and you think you want to arrive. Don't finish yourself. The next time you call him, you're not going to pick your call. Just like, what happened? I've been calling you since. Say, I don't know. Oh, your phone was deleted in my number. I don't know what happened. I didn't know you were calling. Again, Joseph, like, you have not called me. I should go on. That's what courtship achieves. Sometimes the man will just purposely offend you to see your reaction. To see how you will react. Or it may be truly you may be offended by his stupid actions. But then he keeps begging you. Another man that says, anytime I quarrel with this sister, I am always the one begging. But even when she offends me, I will still be the one to go and say sorry before the matter will be settled. You scare such a person. In this age, praise God. I was answering somebody on the phone. My wife had to ask me who I was talking with a few days back. Complaining about a lady he was in courtship with. And how the lady eventually broke the relationship. And he thought, as far as he's concerned, he's done his best. And told me all that he tried to do to retain that relationship. So I told the guy, I said, but the Bible says all things work together for good. If she were ordained for you, she won't break it. And I used the language, how about brother, you're a young man, a worker, a young man, you know, owns one or two cars, doing very well in his place of work, living very Fine. And really, the type of men that spoil women with whatever you want. I say, brother, there are many fishes in the ocean. Go back to the ocean. You will see better fish there. Catch. And the Bible says, affliction shall not arise the second time. That's all I was telling him. Because there are too many women now for any woman to make younger for any man. Brother, am I correct? Eh? Answer me now. Then why you never marry? Answer me. Why you never marry? You. Why you never marry? Why? Why are you not married?
Because of financial purposes.
Financial?
Yes.
Do you need too much money to marry?
You know, if you don't
is
have...
Is it the money to marry her or the money to keep her at home?
It's money to use to make her happy.
At home. Not the one to pay for her dowry.
Even to take care of children and the many other things.
Your case serious. I thought it's just the one to bring her. I will have borrowed you some. But the one to keep her, and even the children. Your case serious. Praise the Lord. I'm coming to the men after. But I'm more concerned with the women because your time is very easy to pass your prime, and before you know what, depreciation sets in by reason of age, and even beauty is not forever. Beauty too fades. So at the time you're supposed to marry, you should get married. That is why I keep, talking to you more than the men. The truth is, there are only two things, as far as the man is concerned. He's looking for money. Money that he can take care of his family. Money that he can be comfortable. No woman wants to marry a poor man. Am I correct? If you want to marry a poor man, let me see your hand up. Then why you don't answer me? I said no woman wants to marry a poor man. Am I correct? It's true now. How should I suffer for my papa's house? Go suffer again somewhere. Amen. When I say poor man, you know what I mean. Eh? Wouldn't you like to marry a man that takes you out regularly for shopping? That gives you, whatever you need. I say, not whatever you want, but whatever you need. He provides it for you. Wouldn't you want such a man? Eh? Sure. The man that can buy you a car with a driver. Even if he cannot give you a driver, but give you a car to drive. And I've said that car is not a luxury. That a man has a car and his wife has a car does not make them so super, super rich. It's a basic thing. That you should live in a comfortable accommodation. Where you and your children are comfortable, and your children should be able to go to good schools. And when it's time to pay school fees, you don't do dry fasting for some financial favor to come. That's my idea of, when I say anything below that is poverty. Anything below that is poverty. If every time before I meet my needs, I have to do fasting and go somewhere and beg, that is poverty. Praise the Lord. Until you are in a house and you cannot pay rent. And then they are kicking you up and down and all that reproach. Such a person shall not come your way, sister, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What courtship does is it enables the woman to also know whether this man will protect me or not. From hostile families, from the African setting, we know what it means. When you go and marry somebody's son, the father or the mother think that they are doing you a favor of bringing you to their family. And all the nonsense that goes on. Whether this man will be able to protect you or not, the woman is looking for it. That is why I believe in courtship. That's what courtship achieves. Praise the Lord. I'm aware that there are churches that teach against courtship because for fear that when they come close, they can be tempted to fornicate. Well, if I have properly brought you up to be Christians, then I expect that you live your life as Christians. You know what is sin. And no man can put any law that can stop anybody from committing sin. Praise God. I don't believe in it. It is dangerous to marry a stranger. A man, a woman you have not known. Very, very dangerous. Yes, in those days, parents would pick wives for their children. Parents would choose wives. But before they do that, they have studied that family. They have studied that young girl before they will recommend her to be, you know, the wife of their son. Certain basic criteria, they have seen it. And they decided they will bring this. Now they do the choice. They choose him because they have studied. But these days, all of you are jamming outside the village. You don't know before. You just jam somewhere in fellowship. And please, it is not enough that she attends the same church with me. He attends the same church with me. When we are inside church, nobody can show his true character. Everybody is holy in the church. So it's not because she is very gifted. He is a minister. He is a teacher. He is a leader. He is a worker. He is this. Every time he comes to church, 6 a.m. and closes 12 midnight, he every day is there, is there. Therefore, he will be a good husband. Now, lie, oh! Okay, this is your other side. Oh, yeah, let me know the other side. As you may be shocked to to see that the Bible described them as wolf in sheep clothing. So it's not enough that after all you are the same church members. And your husband must not come from the same church with you. But your husband must be a Christian, if you're a Christian. Your husband must be of the same faith with you. It's better for you. But to just see somebody, or you go and meet your pastor. Pastor, yes, this is my daughter. I have decided that this, my son, will marry you. The pastor is only seeing you people are faithful church workers. He doesn't know any other thing beyond that. Oh, so the pastor doing it is wrong. Very dangerous. You regret it. So they will call your name after. And Pastor Francis, now he do this one. Now Prophet Boboye, now he talk this one. Now he give me this one. That's even Adam, when they talk, he said, now this woman, will you give me? That's why God put a hand out of marriage. He said, the man that findeth a wife, you are to find now. Stay outside. So you are the one to bring him now to God. Bring her to God. Father, can I? And he will give you your heart desire. So if you say, God, now you talk, he will tell you, say, now you bring up. It's why you bring. So please, don't let anybody rush you into marriage until you are convinced. I'm also aware that there are people that just, they are more interested in getting married. Whatever it is. Some people's prayer for husband is, Lord, anyhow, any man, anyhow, I just want to leave this house. I want to, all my friends are married. Father, anyone, husband and husband, just give me husband. Some people pray that type of prayer. They are laughing at me too much. I can, after all, I have the money. I'm a worker. I can take care of myself. I can do this. So, waiting now. Anyhow, anyone, whether I'm poor man or anything, I will package him. I will package him. When the devil pushes you to that type of desperation, then you may be entering into something that you regret for life. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So package yourself. Any day you leave your house, you're going out, you're on marketing. Whether in a church you come, you are going out for marketing. You're going to work, you're going out for marketing. Praise the Lord. I know of a young man, the international airport toll gate. A young girl, a believer of this message, was walking in the toll gate there, collecting tolls there. And anybody passing, he would give track in the car, you know, they go throughout a duty shift. So that is where one young man saw her. Anytime he's passing there, the man will give. So one day the man stopped. He said, I read this, your track. Which church did they go? As he said, it's not church. I'm preaching. Read what is there. And the man came. He said, I want to go to that your church. And that is how he traced the church, found the church, an intermessage church, and something bigger with that same girl. The interesting thing about it is that, as at that time, that girl was living with her senior brother who was married in one-room apartment. And the wife was a wild wife of his senior brother. Wild, and even drove her out, and she was just squatting here and here within that period. And now, God, this man One thing I know, this couple personally, they have shared this experience. The man personally told me. Now what he did first was to see whether that woman was a hypocrite or not. He told me. As soon as he did this, he said he did everything for that woman to come to his house. She refused. He said the day that he tried to come to his house, he was living in a 3-bedroom flat, single brother, walking somewhere. And he said he tried to sleep with her. And he was doing it to test her. And the woman, he said the woman cursed him, abused him, cursed him, ran out of the house. Say, you devil. I will tell the pastor, they will stop you from coming to that church. But she didn't know that she had just passed a very big test. And he tell her, before you go and tell pastor me, I will go and tell him. Say, you come my house. What can you come my house? But instead, he went to the pastor and told the pastor, I want to marry this girl. I gave her a test and she passed. And told him the test he gave her. And that is how he knew. And that was the sign. He said, let the woman that will be like that. Because he wanted to marry a Christian. She is Igbo. He is Edo. What I'm telling you is, that thing they have about, they have 4 children, and all the 4 children were born abroad. That woman goes abroad like we are living here and going to, in fact, any day she feels like she goes anywhere she likes. Their own personal house they built, the mansion they built is one of the best houses at Omole Estate. See how God rewarded her. And so, when you meet this man, the tests they give you during courtship, why some of you fail the sisters, this is one of it. Even in this church, they are around, they give the tests. I know of a man that gave the same test. They say, all these people, no, they wear a ring. You know, they say, he must marry in this message. He must marry in this from this ministry. And from what I heard, though, that all the ones he tested, they failed. He said, he chop. Until he met one. He do everything. That one say, I will report you to pastor. You are a hypocrite. Well, this one in the talk here, you still want to do, you want to sleep with me. You say you love me. Now for sex, I don't know, say, now test you the pass. The man say, hey, God, you don't answer me. Praise the Lord. And that same young girl, you know, had a spiritual problem that I conducted deliverance for her. And so I got close to her, and so after the deliverance, the young man met him. And then she came and she told me, says, particular brother, describe the brother for me. It's after her, this and that. After some time, the same girl told me, she's a graduate. The young man finished only secondary school. But she told me, she said, that she doesn't know what she did to deserve. She believes that she does not deserve that type of man. She said, this man is too good to be for her. She was appreciating it. Praise the Lord. 2 things from that woman I learned. Number one is that she decided to be a Christian. She will not defile herself. Secondly, she put her certificate aside when it comes to marriage. Because many of us, high tests. And a young man that is after you. I also know a young man here in this ministry. I heard it. He's living in one room, self-contained. And he wants to marry a particular sister. And I heard, you know, pastor, they hear things. Prophet, they see. Me, are they here? Praise the Lord. You see, he says, he has the money to move into a 3-bedroom flat. But he said, but he doesn't need it. He said, he's a bachelor. Why will he go and rent it? He said, he's waiting for the day that girl will agree. If the girl agrees that you will marry her, marry him, then he will move. That is what he told his friend. But the woman is coming every time, say, one room. Ah. Praise the Lord. Each time she asks, why are you in one room? He will say, what do I need more than one room for? It's all I need for now. And when you see such a man that is focused like that, praise the Lord. And the girl is busy making yanga for him. Making yanga for him. Why? Because she's placed herself high and sees the man very low. Sometimes, amen, it doesn't work like that. A man's life can change after you have married him. Your own glory will come and engulf him. There are some people that their life, you know, and to me, I believe that you are even more comfortable with that type that you grow up together than the type that have already self-made. Anytime you talk, you go remember from where he bring you come. And use it to abuse you. But if you grow up, you go tell and say, Joseph, I know. At the time I marry you. Now two shirts, two trousers you get to. I still marry you. So you know, say no, because of your money, now I marry you. Take time. If I curse you, you go walk, you go return to where you were before I meet you. Praise the Lord. That is the importance of courtship. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4 that marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. But among us and adulterers, God will judge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.